Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Active Clothing Company Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Narawane from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Active Clothing Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Rajesh Mehra, Managing Director, and Mr. Rahul Agarwal. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Mehra for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, one and all. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to our Q3 Financial Year 25 earnings conference call of Active Clothing Company Limited. To begin with, I would like to give you a brief overview of the company. Active Clothing is a premier apparel manufacturer based in Mohali, Punjab, specializing in high-quality flat-knitted sweaters, jackets, circular-knitted T-shirts, and sweatshirts. We are India's one of the leading integrated design-to-shelf solution providers, offering end-to-end services, including design, manufacturing, marketing, and retail. Over the years, we have established ourselves as a trusted partner for leading global fashion brands, which includes Levi's, George's, Pepe Jeans, Only, Jack & Jones, Vera Moda, Next, Skechers, Guess, Puma, Ted Baker, TJ Maxx, Benetton, Tchibo, and Adidas. Our ability to offer complete apparel solutions under one roof has made us a preferred choice for high-fashion streetwear brands and direct-to-consumer brands worldwide. We offer a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility that allows us to maintain strict quality control, improve turnaround times, and ensure efficient order management. Our product portfolio includes flat-knitted sweaters, fly-knit shoe uppers, circular knits, outerwear jackets, and woven garments. In addition, we have expanded our offerings by introducing knitted beanies and gloves, soft-knitted toys, and athleisure products, further strengthening our presence in the market. A key differentiator for Active Clothing is our tech-enabled design and manufacturing approach. By leveraging virtual knitting and digital sampling, we enhance efficiency and sustainability in the product development. This innovation helps brands reduce waste, save time, and optimize costs while maintaining precision in design. As the fashion industry increasingly prioritizes speed, sustainability, and digital integration, we continue to align our operations with these evolving needs. We are also deeply committed to ethical and sustainable manufacturing standards. Our facilities hold several industry-recognized certifications, including FedEx Sports Pillar, Factory Capability and Capacity Assessment from Walmart, Worldwide Accredited Productions, which is called WRAP, and SA8000, Global Organic Textile Standards, Responsible Wool Standards, and Global Recycled Standards, apart from brands' individual compliances. Additionally, we work with the certified BCI Organic Cotton Yarns and RWS Yarns, reinforcing our commitment to responsible sourcing and environmentally conscious production practices. We are pleased to share our financial performance for Q3 FY25 and 9 months for FY25, which reflect significant growth and strong operational execution. During Q3 FY25, we achieved a total income of 100.22 crores, marking an impressive year-on-year growth of 89.18%. Our EBITDA stood at 9.02 crores, registering a 66.11% year-on-year increase, with an EBITDA margin of 9%. PAT came in at 3.14 crores, reflecting a remarkable year-on-year growth of 222.83%, with the PAT margin improving by 130 basis points to 3.14%. Additionally, our diluted earnings per share stood at 2.02, recording a year-on-year growth of 220.63%. For the 9 months ended FY25, we recorded a total income of 228.36 crores, representing a year-on-year growth of 30.70%. Our EBITDA reached 22.90 crores, growing by 40.47% year-on-year, with the EBITDA margin improving by 70 basis points to 10.03%. PAT for the period was 6.82 crores, registering a strong year-on-year growth of 93.64%, while the PAT margin improved by 97 basis points to 2.99%. Our diluted earnings per share stood at 4.39, reflecting a year-on-year increase of 40.26%. These results underscore our strategic efforts, operational efficiencies, and strong market positioning as we continue to expand and strengthen our business. These strong financial results demonstrate the success of our strategic initiatives, operational efficiencies, and growing demand of our products in both domestic and international markets. Looking ahead, we are focused on enhancing our production capacities to support future scalability. Our target is to achieve 500 crore revenue in the next 3 years and 1,000 crore in the next 5 years, driven by rising market demand and strategic growth initiatives. To achieve this, we are expanding our dealer network from 200 to 300 to reinforce our sales reach, leveraging AI-driven design, smart manufacturing, and database-backed marketing to optimize operations and improve efficiency. Strengthening partnerships with leading fashion brands in both domestic and international markets to solidify our global presence. Focusing on eco-friendly materials and advanced production techniques to align with the industry shift towards sustainability. As one of the leading companies in India, offering a true design-to-retail model, Active Clothing Company is well positioned for future growth. With increasing demand from premium global brands and a strong technological foundation, we continue to expand our reach, particularly in the high-fashion winter wear segment. Our robust manufacturing capabilities, commitment to quality, and focus on sustainability make us a trusted name in the global apparel industry. Before we move to the question-answer session, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders, our employees, our customers, business partners, and investors who have played a crucial role in this journey. Your support and confidence in Active Clothing continues to drive our success, and we remain committed to delivering sustained growth and value for all stakeholders. With that, I now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Congrats for a decent set of numbers. My question is, like, what are the factors that are driving the kind of growth that we have delivered? And secondly, are these factors sustainable? Because historically, also in last two financial years, there is always a one quarter where we show a decent jump in numbers, and then there is a fall in the top line in the following quarter. So I just want to understand, like, how this time is different, and what kind of top line are we targeting for FY25 and FY26, sir?
Yeah, Gavit, thanks for your question. This is all the growth is due to the inputs by State and Art Active Design Center to bring brands mobilized bigger orders. With the increasing turnover, fixed overhead, the trading costs leading to the better profitability. As well as this, your answer to the sustainability, yes, our growth would continue uninterrupted.
What is our top line target for FY25 and 26?
Yeah, FY25 will be closing around 300, and in next 2 years we have a target for 500 crores, as I told in my earlier when I joined the meeting.
When we are focusing on 2 to 3 years medium term target, are we anticipating any kind of slowdown in FY26, because we are not particularly providing any number for FY26? Is there any specific reason?
FY23, you mean to say?
26.
Yeah, 26 will be doing 400. And 325, 426, and 500 around 27.
Understood. And you mentioned profitability is getting improved on account of new brands getting onboarded and the kind of initiatives you are undertaking. I just want to understand, like, from here onwards, what is the kind of margin profile can we anticipate? Like, is it going to be an improvement over the existing margins, or how the margins are going to shape up?
Yeah, these bigger turnovers would help in spreading overhead costs. In addition to additional customer portfolio and value-added products, will help the building better margins.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Gaurav. Garvit, sorry.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Pratik from Kamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. I want to understand two things that currently in the recent presentation that...
Pratik, you are not fully correctly audible.
Oh, sorry. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes. So in the recent presentation, we have given our utilization numbers for sweaters, jackets, T-shirts, and shoe uppers. So just wanted to know that whatever the revenue growth which is going to come in the next 2 to 3 years, is it going to be, due to increasing volume or increasing, price realizations or like increase in margins?
The growth will come from the all top line growth will be there and bottom line growth will be there. That will come with the existing expansion plans what we are company is under into. So we are adding more infrastructure, and once that infrastructure will be completed in next 3-4 months time, and that is put into the production, automatically that infrastructure will give us a additional turnover of 150 to 200 crores.
Oh, okay. And sorry, sir, if I can ask it again about the expansion plans, I might have missed in the beginning of the call.
Yeah, infrastructure is already created. The building is already into the process. We are creating a 150,000 square feet additional area, and now the paint work is going on, and it is at the final stages. And once that is done, so then the machinery installation would be there. So roughly 4 months more time is required to commission that expansion.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Shaurya from Archer Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible.
Yeah.
Sir, just on that expansion plan, so your current capacity, as mentioned, the PPT is around 46 lakhs. So post expansion, where it will go to?
We are doing approximately 70% increase in capacity.
70% increase. And what is the amount of capex we have spent or going to spend on this project?
Approximately the capex into the civil, which is the land, building and machinery, we have spent it around 30 crores and in machinery around another 30 crores.
Total 60 crores capex.
Yeah, some of the expense has already been incurred and some is yet to be incurring.
But everything will be done in next 4 months, you are saying, right?
Yes.
And how it was funded? Did you take debt?
No, it's already in the balance sheet. If you see, we have funded this project with the internal accruals and from the bank debt.
Okay. And how much percentage was the debt? I mean, the ratio between the accruals and debt?
Again, 60 crores, we have taken a debt of 32 crores.
32 crores.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Samant from Krijuna and Research. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a wonderful set of numbers. I have a couple of questions, sir. So, sir, when I see the yearly numbers from past couple of years, we see there is an improvement in gross margin, but we still aren't seeing any operating leverage getting played out here. So can you explain me the reason for this?
If you see, our beta is on a higher side, and because since this is the activity is more capex oriented, very heavy capex is there, land, building, machinery, you have to invest more in this business. And interest also is a factor which is reducing our net margins, net profits.
Okay. Sir, but there is another observation which I have is, let's say in 2020, our material cost was around 70% and our employee cost was around 14%. But now when I see the material cost has fell, but then employee cost has increased a lot. So what is the reason behind this? What is the reason behind this, actually?
Earlier, we were driving the company at ourselves only, but now that's all the professionals, top of the line professional team is handling the business. And the change in the product mix offering is like that, where we are doing more value-added products. And doing the value-added products, your cost to salary and wages goes on a higher side.
Okay, okay. Now, sir, second question which I had is around the distribution side of the business. So can you tell me that why? Because when I see across the board, when I compare, when I see the larger players, none of them are involved in providing distribution as a service, and we are the ones which are providing it. So what is the reason for us to provide that? Because it is a more working capital intensive business.
Yeah, but this we're doing since inception like this, because most of the brands, they trust on our marketing capabilities and design capabilities. And the solution what we provide to them is sketch to store. So we start from the concept stage and take the responsibility till the delivery to the shelf.
Okay. Okay. And in 2018, we got
That is our USP.
In 2000, that is our USP. Okay. In 2018, for example, when I see that we got in distribution right from Adidas, and it is now that we have got the manufacturing contract from Adidas. So why there was a gap between first distribution we got and then we got the manufacturing?
So it's not easy to be on board of these bigger companies. So you have to first develop the products which these brands needs. What is the gap in their sourcing you have to identify, and then you can approach them to be on their supplier list. These all brands are under consolidation mode, and entering a new vendor with these kind of a companies is very, very difficult. Very few in 5 years' time, 6 years' time, they open one vendor or two vendor, so that is only when they are closing with someone. So the business,
So you are saying
all
that
these brands
they...
are consolidating with the vendors.
Okay, so you are saying that they opened the window now and then we got the part. Is that true? True, my understanding?
No, it takes time to be on the board. So if I am making a product and they are already sourcing a product, then why they want me to be there? So I have to make some product which they are currently not sourcing, or their existing vendor base is not able to make that kind of a product. Only then I'll get the entry.
Okay. And now, sir, one last question which I have is, when I see the realization for the product that we have the highest realization for jackets and sweaters, followed by T-shirts. So what would be the revenue contribution approximately, if you can tell me, from the products?
Approximately 50% revenue is coming from sweaters, 30% from jackets,
Okay.
out of it jackets, and 20% balance from T-shirts as well as the shoe upper business.
And since now we have 50% revenue coming from sweaters, for which the demand is mostly around November quarter, but we have September as a heavy quarter. So what is the reason behind having September as a heavy quarter for us?
Yeah, it's a 12-month business. It's not particularly that the demand is in the sweaters. All the brands, they take the deliveries starting from March, April onwards for their coming season. If I am sending a goods to USA, so their window for autumn, winter, the seasons are depleted like this. Autumn first is autumn. So then they take deliveries from the March. So it is a round the year business. The kind of a product what we make is a heavy sweater and light sweater, just on the as a layered layering solutions. So concept what we are making in our product, so we are not a seasonal manufacturer. It's a 12-month running business.
Okay. And just on one side, I want to understand, in we did one designing for a world's largest jeans denim manufacturing company. So what actually we provided to them that we got the contract for that, for the whole winter line that we did for them?
In fact, we are the only one company who is providing all these kind of solutions. And if you see the Levi's, the winter wear category, we are the only approved factory in India. and even for the best sellers, we are only the growth factory in India. So our design portfolio strength is very, very on a bigger size. So whatever my design team forecasts, it really convert into a good amount of sales at their retail points. So this is the reason.
So what would be the size of our designing team, if you can say?
Currently, we have around 40 people who are into the product development team, design and product development.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next question is from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
So regarding this growth plan, so is it backed by a confirmed contract with the customer, or it's only right now your ambition?
We have, we are providing this sketch-to-store business. So the GTM, that's the go-to-market process for starting from the concept stage and to the delivery, it takes 15 months. So at any given point of time, we have a visibility for the next 15 months business. So we have a clear visibility that in FY26, we'll be doing a turnover of 400 crores. So because all the designing has already been started, the forecast number has already been in place with us from the brands.
In terms of this tech-driven excellence in slide 40, so can you explain what is different thing you are doing? Like you said, AI-powered design, smart manufacturing, and data-backed marketing. So what are the new things you have tried or implemented in last one or two years?
We started with the 3D, and once we get a design brief and my team starts co-creation with the brand's design team, then the first presentation is on the 3D presentation, which is without wasting any raw material and without consuming any time for the manufacturing or PD office. So on the 3D design, the customer selects and creates the final line, and then it goes to the making first protos and other things. So where the actual time is consumed. This is the first part, and all latest softwares we are using in this. Then we are using also a software which is a tech-enabled, where brand design team who is sitting in, say, U.K. or USA, and they are also having the same software, and they open, and if they do want to do any kind of corrections, simultaneously my design team doing the corrections on the screen. And if they say, you have put the red color, now make it more redder or less redder. Every screen is Pantone calibrated, and you see the actual color of the fabric on the screen of the computer. So it is very easy and very fast. Agility is there because no physical samples are going. When these all things are finalized, then it goes to the production. This is the technological help what we are taking. As far as the artificial intelligence in the designs you are concerned, so what we are mapping the data in our systems that what the brands are selling, which category they are selling more, because it is about the forecasting, and we are doing it from last 20 years. So that kind of experience and niche we have, whatever we forecast, we assure that this much product will sell and contribute into their growth.
Okay, and in terms of your revenue expansion, whatever you are scaling, you're talking about, so is it including only existing customer, or you are planning to onboard some new customer like Nike or some other customers like that? Just an example.
We are already in talk with the negotiation with the other customers. Currently, we have 15 brands with whom we are doing business, but negotiations are under process with a few other globally customers to take them on board for the upcoming bigger capacities.
And do you think you can reach 5% PAT margin in the next 2 to 3 years, aspiration-wise?
Yes, we are trying on it.
And what's our main competitor in this space in India, and are we getting benefit from Bangladesh like movement or consolidation from our global brand?
Yeah. We assume that Active don't have any competitor within no company in the India is offering all services in under one roof. Someone is offering only design, someone is offering only sourcing, and someone is doing one category. Here we are doing different categories also, and giving one-stop-shop solution to the brand. As far as your question about the Bangladesh, yes, we got lot of inquiries after the Bangladesh disturbance, and even the all brands are moving out their business from China, so we are getting lot of shift from China also, and that is why the business is going up, and we have already tied up our increased manufacturing capacities, majorly 50% with this current brand, and 50% capacity will be allocated to the new customers with whom we are already under the negotiation process. Their audits are in process, some evaluations are going under.
And just one last question, this 1,000 crore revenue aspirations, so does it require any land acquisition or something, or do you think in existing facility?
No. Yes, it will require.
Okay. And approximately how much will be the CapEx for that, for 1,000 crore revenue?
We'll be requiring a CapEx, this land, building and machinery would be roughly 150 crores.
Okay. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Lanudresh Patel from Finterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
So congratulations on a decent set of numbers. Sir, I had a couple of questions. Primarily, with the increase in capacity by 70%, what is the peak revenue that you can generate?
What you said? Can you repeat the question?
With the, let's say we are increasing our capacity by 70%, correct? So what is the peak revenue that our entire facility can, you know, generate?
Peak revenue, no?
Yeah.
That's 500 crore.
Oh, sir. So for our plans to, you know, achieve 1,000 crores, do we have any other expansion plans coming up in the future?
Yes, definitely. There is an expansion plan already prepared and everything is done. So we will bring that expansion plan in at the end of 26.
Okay. And so currently, what is our export percentage and, you know...
25%. 25% business is exports and 75% is our... domestic.
And suppose our capacity enhancement, will the export percentage increase, or do you have any plans for that?
We are focusing more on export business because we'll increase this export percentage, and ultimate target is 50% domestic and 50% global business, because the most of the inquiries and customers who are brands who are sourcing from other parts like China and Bangladesh, so they are shifting their orders in India with those vendors whom their India office is already working. That is the rapport as we are having.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And so, you know, shoe uppers is a very interesting vertical. So can you throw some light on the opportunity size, and, you know, are there any companies that you are targeting after Adidas? Because Adidas is a very significant player in this space.
Yeah, we are, apart from Adidas takes about 75% of our capacity in shoe, of course, what we are doing. Apart from that, we are doing for Skechers, we are doing for Reebok, we are already doing for US Polo, and now new development are under process for Puma.
Okay, sir. And you know, one last bookkeeping question. Sir, you know, our cash conversion cycle seems a little stretched. So, is there any particular reason, or is this, you know, a norm?
This industry goes like this only. The total cycle is about 200 to 20 days. Because 120 days, we require give the credit to the brand, and 90 to 120 days, depending on the product, is the manufacturing cycle. From procurement of raw material till the dispatch, it takes 90 to 120 days.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a basic product, 90 days. If it is a value-added product, so another 30 days is added. So this is the industry standards of apparel manufacturing in sweaters or in outer gear.
Got it, got it. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Samarth from Krijuna Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, thank you for once again the opportunity. Sir, in the manufacturing line of facility that we have, I would like to understand the value chain of the business actually. That what, how many processes are we doing in-house and how many of them are exactly out? We are
nothing,
outsourcing.
Nothing is
right
outsourced.
Now.
Nothing is outsourced. Every manufacturer, we buy yarn and deliver the garment. If knitting is done inside, washing, we have a bigger laundry, we have dyeing, garment dyeing, we have printing, everything is in-house. Embroideries, everything is in-house. Nothing goes outside the factory. Because the kind of brands with whom we are working, so they require a very strict standards of compliances. So the factory has to be approved. So we don't do any outsource or any subcontracting things. We don't do it. Everything is in-house.
Okay. Okay. Now, when sir, when I see that the current capacity that we have, it is already being utilized for sweaters is around 85%, t-shirts is around 50%. So how much more can we do from the existing facility? And from the new facility, what would be the revenue that can we expect? And how fast it would be ramp up? It's like we already have the orders or we will first have the facility and then we will go for orders?
Yeah, already new facility is under completion stage. So building is already almost complete. Paint work is going on. Once this is completed, the machinery will be installed. And we are expecting to commission the new expansion by next 4 months time.
Samya, this question has already been answered to Shaurya. You are asking the same facts.
But sir, I am asking about the how ramp up. Do we already have the orders or we will be
getting
the orders after the
capacity? We have already booked the orders for the new capacity to come. As I explained, this process is 15 months from concept to delivery. So we have all the visibilities in which ones what we have to do. When the order will come, when the sample will go, when the production is required, when the delivery goes happen, and when the goods go to the floor for sale. So clear visibility is there.
Okay. And sir, in the last few quarters from June 24, when I see the material cost has decreased significantly, whereas the significantly. So what is the possible probable reason for that? Is it like that we are doing more of value-added or is it something else?
Value-added. It's also different products like sweaters, t-shirts, jackets, different products what we are doing. So depending upon the design, the cost of raw material changes. It can be 25%, it can be 40%, it can be 70%. Everything depends upon the product and the style what we are manufacturing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'll request to come back for a follow-up, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, kindly restrict to 2 questions per participant so the management can address all the participants' questions. Next question is from Lana Bhuvan, MG, from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on good set of numbers. My first question is, as you have been awarded as T1 supplier from Adidas and Puma, how much part of revenue and growth do you see contributing from these two companies? And can you throw some more light on the agreement?
In the year one, we are expecting from these companies 10 to 15 crore of business when we are on their T1 board. And that is all about outerwear business from Puma.
Okay, what about Adidas?
Adidas, we are currently developing the new category, that denim, beanies, and gloves for them.
Okay.
Accessories.
Sir, can you also throw some light on order book?
Order book currently, if you see, we are having 130 crores approximately orders. Out of 130 crores, 40-45 crores are from the global market, and rest are from the domestic market.
Okay. Sir, post
Getting orders is a continuous process.
Yes, sorry.
Getting the orders is a continuous process. Once your collection is complete, it is presented to the buyer. Buyer selects the line, and then you make the samples. It's a continuous process. Some brands run 4 seasons, some brands run 6 seasons also in a year. Like Guess, we are working. So we are working Guess for the globally, and Guess is running 6 seasons. So every 2 months orders comes. Every 2 months new collection goes.
Okay. So one last question. As you said, post expansion, you'll be focusing on export orders. Mainly our market would be US and Europe. So with the recent development on tariff of reciprocal tariff from US administration, what is your opinion on that and how it would affect us?
Since you see, currently, India will be more benefited from these tariffs. As of now, the U.S. government is not considering to put something on India. But if something comes also, even then, at that time, we will be more competitive than the other manufacturing nations. If, say, Mexico is a largest exporter to USA, so 25% tariff is increased. So China, again, 10-15% tariff is there. And moreover, they are moving out. This is all strategic decisions by the brand to move out from China. And with the recent visit of Prime Minister Modi, where they have discussed more about the business contracts, business relationship, and the balance of currency business by importing more goods from US. So we think that tariffs in America will not affect us. But on the other hand, my current business in US is very, very small. We are operating in 30 countries, and majorly they are from European market and other markets, Canada, Mexico, like that. Even Asian countries, we are there. We are exporting sweaters to China also.
Okay. Okay, that's good to hear. And then, sir, can you provide any margin guidance?
Margin guidance, we have already, I think, told in the first question when Gambit asked me, that our bigger turnovers would help us in increasing our margins, because our overhead would be separated, and the additional customer portfolio, the new product developments, value-added product developments, all these will help in building up the more margins percentage.
Sir, can you give us any quantitative number?
Our target is net profit post tax is 5%.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Okay, thank you very much.
Participants, kindly restrict to two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Pratik from Kamakhya Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity once again, sir. I guess the question has been answered, but I'll raise it in another manner.
Pardon? Your voice, Pratik, your voice breaks.
So sorry, sir. Is it okay now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I do see that on the balance sheet, we have almost 72.8 crores of, you know, equity and reserves. But, the short-term borrowings are almost 92 crores. So is it the nature of the business, and are these borrowings expected to increase further as our businesses grow, or can it come down?
This is the nature of business, as I explained, that the total cycle is between 200 to 220 days. Where 90 to 120 days, depending upon the product to product, is required for the manufacturer of the product, and 90 to 120 days is the credit period into the market.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Ankur Gulati from Genuity Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, thoda sa apna historical
or your audience is not clear. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Is it better now?
Slightly.
Yeah. थोड़ा सा आप अपना और टेक्निकल बैकग्राउंड दे सकते हैं. आपका लीवाइज के साथ रिलेशन कब स्टार्ट हुआ, कैसे स्टार्ट हुआ? इन हाउ
बिग इट विद लीवाइज इन 2002 एंड इट्स 22 ईयर ओल्ड रिलेशनशिप.
और उनके लिए मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कर रहे हैं और डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन भी कर रहे हैं, करेक्ट?
हाँ, दोनों चीजें करते हैं, मार्केटिंग भी कर रहे हैं और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी करते हैं.
सो सो जो डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन या मार्केटिंग है वो कितना रेवेन्यू होगा अपना अभी?
$775 crores का.
तो टोटल अगर
250, टोटल ओवरऑल व्हाट वी आर डूइंग,
सॉरी, आउट ऑफ 250 crores जो एनुअल है उसमें से 75 crore डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन है.
दिस दिस ईयर वी आर टारगेटिंग 300 crore बिजनेस. आउट ऑफ दैट 75 crore वुड बी फ्रॉम मार्केटिंग बिजनेस.
ये सिर्फ लीवाइज के लिए है या बाकी
ऑल ब्रांड्स टुगेदर व्हाट एवर वी आर डूइंग?
और ये शॉप्स आप ओन कर रहे हैं, मतलब आप रन कर रहे हैं उनके
फैक्ट्री? नहीं, हम नहीं रन करते हैं, हम रन नहीं करते हैं.
तो हमारे पास क्या है, मतलब वी हैव लाइसेंस टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट इन सर्टेन ज्योग्राफी?
यस यस यस.
एंड सर, इफ यू डोंट माइंड, ये कौन सा ज्योग्राफी है? इज इट ओनली नॉर्दर्न इंडिया और व्हाट, पैन इंडिया?
नो, इट्स नॉट पैन इंडिया, इट्स द रीजनल. वी आर कवरिंग स्टेट्स फ्रॉम पंजाब, हिमाचल प्रदेश, जेएनके एंड चंडीगढ़. दिस इज अपर नॉर्थ ऑफ इंडिया.
सर, किस सेगमेंट में आपका एबिटा मार्जिन कितना रहता होगा नॉर्मली?
अप्रोक्सीमेटली इफ वी टॉक अबाउट फ्रॉम द रिटेल प्राइस पॉइंट, सो द ग्रॉस मार्जिन कम्स टू अबाउट 8 to 9%. एंड
ओके. एंड सर, earlier you said that you will send designs to, let's say, all these clients. If they approve the design, then they give the order. So God forbid, yes, if design is not approved, then what?
Then we keep on making new designs. But whenever we are developing it, so I use the word co-creation. So every time we are getting into activity with the meetings with the design teams also. It's a joint exercise what we do.
And sir, इसमें in manufacturing side आपका gross margin कितना?
It depends upon product to product. 15 भी आता है, 12 भी आता है, product to product पे depend करता है.
So compared to distribution वाला जो business है, इसमें 5-6% extra आपको मिल रहा है.
हाँ जी.
और जो incremental आप ये 500 करोड़ का आपका target है, उसमें distribution भी grow करेगा या सिर्फ आप manufacturing?
Manufacturing. मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ग्रो कर रहे हैं.
तो डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन जो भी अभी 75 crore चल रहा
है, इट विल बी मैन्योर, जो ऑर्गेनिक ग्रोथ होगा वो भी होगा.
अच्छा, ओके, ऑलराइट, थैंक यू सर, ऑल द बेस्ट.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम लाइन ऑफ निकी जयसवाल, इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर. प्लीज गो अहेड.
सर, मुझे ये पूछना था कि ये जो आपका परचेज ऑफ स्टॉक एंड ट्रेड है सर, ये एग्जैक्टली क्या है? जैसे हम लोग सारा मटेरियल इन हाउस कंज्यूम नहीं कर रहे क्या?
करते हैं जी.
तो ये सर, परचेज ऑफ स्टॉक एंड ट्रेड जैसे इस वाले क्वार्टर में अराउंड 45 करोड़ सर, ये एग्जैक्टली क्या है सर?
सो मार्केटिंग पर्पस, दैट इज स्टॉक एंड ट्रेड.
बट ये हम लोगों ने खुद मैन्युफैक्चर नहीं किया ना, मतलब हम लोग लेके बेच रहे हैं.
नहीं, लेकर के भी बेचते हैं, और स्टॉक इन ट्रेड में तो मेरा WIP भी आएगा ना जी.
जी जी. और
मेरा रॉ मटेरियल भी आएगा, मेरा WIP सारा आएगा, मेरा फिनिश गुड्स भी आएगा.
ओके ओके. और सर एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन पूछना था, जैसे एक्सपोर्ट साइड पे भी हम लोग लिवाइस के साथ काम कर रहे हैं या केवल इंडिया में ही लिवाइस के साथ काम कर रहे हैं?
ना ना, ग्लोबल भी लिवाइस के साथ काम करते हैं। देन एक्सपोर्ट में अगर हम देखें तो हम चीबो के साथ काम कर रहे हैं। चीबो इज वन ऑफ द वेरी बिग कंपनी इन फ्रॉम जर्मनी। देन वी आर वर्किंग फॉर जॉर्ज विच इज वॉलमार्ट ओन्ड। Then we are working with Next, we are working with Lyle & Scott, we are working with Guess, we are working with Skechers. So all these brands, we are working with them globally.
So sir, ये जो आपने अभी बताया कि 50-50 हमारा target है export और domestic का, तो इसमें सर जो existing brands हैं Levi's या ये जो भी आपने नाम बताया सर, इन्हीं के साथ हमारा business grow करने का plan है?
नहीं, इनके साथ भी grow करने का plan है और नए customer भी on board हो रहे हैं, मैंने पहले भी बताया।
जी सर, ठीक है, ठीक है, थैंक यू सर।
ठीक है जी, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम लाइन ऑफ माधव, इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस यू आर।
Yeah, my question is, are there any initiatives to take into energy efficiency as the source of energy?
Madhav, your voice is
not clear. We can hear you, but it's not clear. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, my question is, are there any initiatives to focus on improving energy efficiency and resource utilization within your facility?
Not audible again. Not your voice cannot clear.
Madhav, can you speak through the handset, please?
Am I audible now? Hello?
Yeah.
So, yeah, my question was, are there any initiative focused on improving energy efficiencies and resource utilization?
Yes, we have already commissioned last month a solar power plant, which is 50% of my current contract demand from the power.
Okay. My next question would be, what role does automation play in your production process? And how are you leveraging technology to improve efficiency and reduce costs?
Yeah, the kind of machinery what we are having with us, all are fully computerized machines. We are man to machine ratio is drastically got down. And assembly values we can easily see on the screen. Each machine is linked on a LAN and it can be controlled from one room. So the plant we have latest from Germany, Stoll Germany and Shima Saki Japan. So this is the latest machinery in this category what is available presently globally we have.
Yeah, I see.
And we are sitting in the world, we can see which machine is stopped, which machine is running.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. I'll now hand the conference over to Ganesh for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Active Clothing Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much all.